Hi. Are you awake now? I'm sorry for waking you like this, but Wyatt seemed to. He seemed like he was getting a bit too carried away, and I didn't enjoy seeing you like that. Yeah. I think he was trying to take your mana away. I'm not sure what else he was trying to do, but I couldn't let him continue. Oh, we're not anywhere specific. If you want, I could change where we are, or what's around us at least, if you would prefer. A forest with wildlife, if that's comforting for you. Some birds. Or maybe you'd prefer a cabin with a nice log fire. Or maybe a thunderstorm. I know some people find thunderstorms to be quite comforting. You'd prefer it without the thunder. Okay, I can do that. How's that? Is that better for you? Perfect. I just want you to be happy. You seem like a nice person from what I've seen, and I don't want you to be upset or uncomfortable. I just want you to be yeah, I should probably. I'm Yuri. I'm on your timetable. I mean, you probably haven't heard that much about me. Oh, you have? I'm from Virgil. I'm sure he had some unkind things to say about me. I hope you don't think too lowly of me based on what he's told you. Well, I guess I'm a little bit of a controversial figure in this supernatural world. I'm not sure what you know about me, but I was born in the same world as you. My parents weren't magical or anything like that. But I've learned that I have a really rare condition. I don't really know how to explain it. It's hereditary. Recessive genes, so both my mother and my father must have been carrying it, and it's a less than a 1 in 1 quadrillion chance of manifesting, but I guess it did. I can't pronounce the name of it, the condition, but it causes a person to have a colossal pool of mana. As far as I'm aware, I have the biggest pool of mana in this entire world. So, that's been. I wouldn't call it cool or amazing or anything like that. It's been a struggle. When I was young, I remember I. When I first found out I could do special things, I thought it was cool, and one time I tried lighting a candle, and instead I my town, how about we talk about something else? What have you learned from all the people you've met? I know Alpheus, he invaded your dreams, and then Kenji dragged you in, then you saw Virgil, and then finally, Wyatt. Yeah, like I said, I have been watching you, not in a creepy way. I'm not a creep or anything like that, but I get a little bit nervous when it comes to meeting new people. So I tried to get to know you a little bit just by watching you, not in a weird way, just seeing how you were with the other majors. And then once you were done with your lesson, I would stop watching. I didn't invade your privacy when you were alone or anything like that. It's just been purely just to acclimate myself with you a little bit. I hope that's okay. I've never done anything like this before. When I was taken to this world, I wasn't really allowed any freedom. I was considered a threat, and they were talking about executing me, but I managed to control my mana and now I'm better, but I still don't feel like I belong here. I'm not sure if you can relate to that. Well, I appreciate that. So, what have you learned so far? Okay. Oh, Alpheus taught you how to read thoughts. That's really cool. It probably won't work on me. One of my effects that I have on others is that I kind of interfere with other people's magic. I don't do it on purpose. It's just because my mana pool is so big, and its structure is also really complex. So other people can struggle to control mana because it just flows around me. I hope I'm not causing any problems. Oh, Virgil spoke about mana structure. I mean, I kind of taught him that. He seemed a bit reluctant to learn anything from me. I did feel a little bit bad for him, so I did kind of lie. I told him that he had a diamond structure for his mana, but he doesn't. It's more like very simple circles. Yeah, you see, if you have more complex structure and residuals in your mana, let's say your mana is made up of lots of tiny diamonds for each grain of mana, what you can also do is you can unravel that diamond into a more simple shape, and when you do that, you actually get more mana. It won't be as high quality, but it gives you more versatility as a mage. With my condition, I can see mana and read it really easily. But I'm sure you don't want to hear about all that boring stuff. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to teach you, but I normally prefer other things. I don't like talking about the... I don't really know how to describe it. But the way that I see mana and magic in general is an extension of yourself. I think the best way to approach magic is with an open heart and an open mind. You let your creativity and imagination run free. You relax and anything you want to happen, you just make it happen. I don't really like following all of the strict rules and regulations and traditions and stuff. I prefer to just come up with an idea and then I see if I can make it a reality. And I'm sure, as you've seen, I'm quite good at that. Yeah, I would say I'm quite good at manipulating reality. But it's more so turning my mana into physical, tangible things or phenomena. Yeah, you can do that with yours too, since you've observed me. The only difference between you and I is that my pool of mana is a lot bigger than yours, and I also regenerate mana really, really, really quickly. But you are I think they call it a Magnus candidate. I think that means that you can learn any spell and all of that. I mean, I can turn my mana into different things, but I can't really create runes or siphon like Wyatt can, or read thoughts or anything like that. I can just turn my mana into something. Yeah, the magic world is really amazing. But you're really lucky because you can do everything. And it doesn't hurt that you're really cute as well. Yeah, I just, from the first time I saw you, I just thought you seem like a really nice person. I think that's partly why I was so nervous to meet you, because you are my type. And from watching you with the other mages, I get the feeling that you were more than just my type as well. But, if you want to just relax with me, I'd be happy to, I'd be honored to give you company. I don't want to be weird at the end of the day. I'm supposed to be your tutor. But I do think that you have a beautiful aura. And I'm not just saying that, I can see your aura. It's really unique. Really, really unique. And you've been nice to me so far, so if you just want to stare at the sky, I can put some stars there if you want. Yeah, I can create them. Or if you would prefer it to be daytime, I can make that happen. Okay. Yeah. Let's just sit down and relax. After all, you're seeing Nicodem soon, so this might be the last time you relax for a while. He can have quite the effect on people. You know, even though I can ignite an entire town in flames, I'm not even the scariest mage who exists in this world. Not by a long shot. When I was taken here, people just saw me as a health and safety threat. But the way that people talk about Nicodem, I've never wanted to meet them. And I'm not too sure why they are letting a Magnus candidate meet them either. Maybe they're desperate for our region to win the competition and trials. I don't know. But if you want, I can send you to Nicodem's dungeon. That way you'll be able to meet him without any guards or majors supervising the meet. Maybe it would be better that way. But it's your decision if you want to go alone, or wait until you're supposed to see him. I'll support whatever decision you make.